if I could think of like the one thing that I've loved since I could remember existing, that gives me a lot of, I don't know, that makes me feel very alive and connected, it is singing. So I also think that songwriting is just a vehicle for me to be able to sing as well.
Were there any creative risks you took on this album?
I mean, the only thing that I think was slightly risky, but only to kind of like old men on the internet, is putting drum machine on stuff. I feel like people just, some people just hear drum machine on like a kind of folk rock record and they're like, how dare you? But I think most people are just like, yeah, it's a drum machine. It's
yeah, most people are reasonable about drum machines.
Yeah, but no, it's, I wouldn't say it's a risky record.
You recorded the album in Montreal. What was that like?
I don't know. It was the first time I've ever made a record where we worked in like business hours. That was pretty different. Like Marcus, who co-produced the record, he has a 8-year-old daughter. So it was like he was kind of working on like a 9-to-5 schedule, which was weird for me because I've never kind of worked in such a healthy way where you actually have, you know, nights off and weekends off as well. Usually it's, I think my first two records was just like basically make the record in 2 weeks at all hours. And it's really, it was a different experience. I felt like an adult professional or something. But yeah, Montreal is just a really beautiful city, and it was like snowing a lot, so that was cool.
Ooh.
That was different.
I hear in the lyrics themes of resilience, vulnerability, fearlessness, also a deep self-awareness of those things. Was that intentional?
Was it intentional? I don't know. I don't know what my intentions are most of the time. They're a mystery to me. I guess this is just my way of writing, my style.
True, yeah.
I don't really know how else to write at this point in my life. I feel like maybe as I get older, I'll move more into like narrative stuff. I have no idea. Yeah.
I know you just said you didn't actually plan a narrative, but I guess we're trying to find what story were you trying to tell with Pre-Pleasure, and what do you hope people take away from the album after listening to it?
If I think about it in the context of my other records, like I thought about Crushing was a record that I made in a time when I was really excited about the fact that I discovered that you can have boundaries in your life. You know, I didn't realize that was something that I was entitled to or that I could ever ask for. And that record came from that moment in my life where I'd kind of endured a lot of things because I didn't understand that I could advocate for myself professionally, privately, anything. And that record came from that time. And that was really exciting. But I think this record comes from a different place of like understanding that, you know, being alive is a bit more complicated than that. Like you can't, I think it's really exciting and liberating when you discover you can tell people what you need from them. But this record came from more of a place of understanding that even if you do tell people, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll care. And you also have to have these conversations with people in your life, you know, until you die. That's just how, you know, how relationships work. You can never just relax, really. And I think this record is more coming from a bit more of a, I wouldn't say resignation, because it's more hopeful than that. Just more of a like, just a bit more of a, I was just a bit softer and just understanding that things are always going to be in flux. And that's just part of being alive. And yeah, I never really have any expectations for what people should get from my music. I just hope people, you know, like it and buy it. Basically, that's the goal.
Do you have a favorite song off the record?
I think at the moment it is the last track, End of a Friendship, just because I really like that song because it feels like something I have always wanted to make, but I thought would be too cheesy or something. I don't know. It's like a very dramatic but beautiful song, and there's, you know, a whole string section in there, and there's a guitar solo, and it's like very indulgent. And you know, I like that we went there, because in the past I've been very minimal and but it's been too, I don't know, maybe been too shy or a bit scared of like trying different sounds. And that just song just, it kind of reminds me of the music I grew up listening to. So yeah, I like that one at the moment.
Do you have any plans to tour after the album's release?
Yes, I am. The tour starts on the day of the album release, and I'll be I'll be away for about a few months.
How do you handle being on tour for that long?
Well, I don't usually. I just destroy myself and then come home and try and recuperate, but I'm trying to not do that this time. So I think I've learnt some lessons. I think I'm coming into this next touring cycle with a bit more wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you do it. You just do.
Just keep on going, right?
just keep going. Try to stay hydrated and exercise sometimes.
Thank you so much for chatting to me, Julia.
Yeah, thank you so much.